This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. The Bible tells us all of your righteousness are as filthy rags. No matter how good you think you are, you're nothing but filthy rags. And that is a analogy on lepers when they had to wrap the sores and all the ooze came out and those bandages were filthy rags. That's what your righteousness is in the eyes of a holy God. He said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." See, he removes the boasting there. You will not be boasting, because he's saying the only way that you get to heaven is by believing in my Son, whom I have sent. Works cannot save you. The Bible is clear. Faith without works is dead. Many a time people are not working because they don't have faith. And a lot of time people are working to think they have faith, but they don't. They're working to get to heaven, but they don't have faith. But let me tell you, true faith produces works, and they're inseparable. You can't say I have faith and not works, you're lying. You can't say you work and have faith, you're lying. They must go together. I want you to read the chapter of James chapter 2. Read the entire book of James chapter 2. I'm going to point out a few verses to you right quick here. And I want you to look at them. James chapter 2. Look at verse 17. It says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone." Wow. Is that not clear? I mean, you can't get any clearer than that. "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone." You see a lot of people say, "Hey, I believe in God. He's God, and I worship Him and all of this good stuff," but they're never producing the fruit of the Spirit. They're never working for Christ. They're never telling anyone about Christ. They're never placing themselves to take on the punishment of this world for talking about Christ. They want to do it safe. They want to tell people what they want to hear. But I'm telling you, if God called you out, you're one of the few for one, and then the world will hate you. Why? Because you are telling them the truth. Are you willing to stand for Christ? He didn't call any cowards. He wants you to stand for Him. Many won't stand because they want the praises of the world rather than the praises of God. Here's James chapter 2:20 says this, "But wilt thou know," oh, I love this, "O vain man, that faith without works is dead." If God has given you Christ Jesus as the gift, He requires something of you. He requires you to go and tell. He requires you to be a witness. But many sit on that and don't even know how to lead someone to Christ. Shame on you. It says, I'll read this again, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." You've been saved for so long. You've been taught. You've been trained. And God says, what are you going to do with it? To whom much is given, much is required. Know this, you are created for a purpose. It is time to start living your purpose. Time is winding up. God is calling you today to come out of the world and start doing what He told you to do. And you say, oh, I can't do it. You simply are saying you don't have faith. That's what you're saying. Faith.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.